Well, talk about the song "God Bless USA," and let's go back to the beginning. Just a fantastic patriotic song that really touched the soul of folks here in America prior to 2001. Talk about that song, where you got the inspiration to write it, what you thought about it taking off the way it did.
I'm from California, born in Los Angeles, raised in Sacramento on a farm. And the first line of the song is, "Tomorrow the things were gone I'd worked for all my life," was about my grandparents' farm. And they really, we were sharecroppers, and I worked on a harvester with my father, my grandfather, and backed up tractors and, you know, plowed the fields. But I, that kind of life really gives you appreciation for the earth and for hard work. So, interesting, well, people don't understand where the song's coming from. It's about unification, hope, and spirit. And so when I had my record career took off, I had never stopped thinking about writing a song that would actually honor my grandparents and my past, and then also have a spirit of unification for the United States, because I hadn't traveled much until I got to Nevada. And so I wrote the song in 1983. We'd had 5 albums already. And my producer said, this is a leap of faith. He said, this can end your career, or it can be something for lasting quality. And I said, well, I have to do this. There's no doubt about it. And when we released it, it was the only album we'd ever taken to Los Angeles to let the head of the label, the head of the company, Irving Azoff at Universal Records, Pictures and Records in L.A., gave us their input on a release. And off that album, which produced also 2 other hit singles, the title of the album, "You Got a Good Love Coming," "God Bless USA" was chosen as the single by the head of the label. So it gave me a great deal of confidence to know that that's what we were going to come with. And as I put it on stage, I was even more affirmed that it was the right thing to do when the audience gave me appreciation for it. So looking back in all those years, 83, we're coming up on 30 years since I wrote it. It has served such a wonderful purpose, not just in my career, but of course for all Americans who believe that that this country is the greatest country on earth.
Well, it became a very popular song during Operation Desert Storm in 1991. I'll never forget on September 11, 2001, my first son was 5 months old, and my wife had called me. I was on the way home, and she said, "You got to get home." And we had CNN on the TV, and we were watching it throughout the whole day. Obviously, we know what happened with the World Trade Center. Tell me where you were when that first happened, when you found out about it, and when the song really started to provide inspiration for all involved and for a country.
Well, we were in Los Angeles, or I say I was. I was there actually for a meeting with my agency and record company. And my wife called me from Nashville, where she was here with her 2 sons. That's where I'm calling you from. And just said, "Turn on the TV." It was 6 o'clock in the morning, so I did. And we, like in horror, like many other Americans, watched the second plane at the second tower. And so from that moment on, we were just it was in awe of what was going on. We really had no clue of whether it was a national attack, and it was. We would find out later. But then exactly what to do from there? What was the next step? So my manager and I talked, Jerry Bentley, who was here in Nashville as well, and we immediately agreed that we would go to New York at the earliest opportunity for Mayor Giuliani and whatever they need. We did end up going there 3 times, once for the Policeman's Memorial at Carnegie Hall, the Fireman's Memorial at Yankee Stadium, and then I sang the 4th game of the World Series for the Yankees also. And just trying to, bolster opinion about the attack and opinion about where we go from here. So it was an interesting time because I couldn't get out of L.A. for almost 2 weeks, and we'd canceled shows, of course, and then the first couple shows back were just like, oh, my gosh, it was really emotional. It was on everybody's mind, and we were all fearful, and yet you had to do some kind of show. It wasn't happy for a while, but it was music that we had to sing and play and make people feel comfortable and secure.
Well, you're going to be playing that song as well as a lot of other great music coming up here. We're going to talk about the event here in Lansing. Before we get to that, tell me what's new. I know you're really excited about your latest record label. You're getting new material ready. It's got to be an exciting time for you.
Yeah, I have 3 different albums that I'm getting ready to release. One is a pop standard album called Proven, which I sing songs from Whitney Houston and Michael Bolton and Ray Charles and a few others. It's really, really a cool album to sing all number one songs produced by other artists, and I get my own approach to those. Also, we have six country songs we're going to put out on a limited CD, and also a Christian album that I'm producing and I'm writing for now. We're also going to write a book. This is our second book, and it will have a barcode in the back where you can download a single that will introduce people who maybe have never heard of my music, but through my song, God Bless USA, recognize my artistry, and can download the song, and then that'll introduce them to my music. So a lot on the plate, music and literary as well, and we're going to be touring probably 60, 70 days this year.
Well, we're very excited because September 11th of this year, not too far away, you are going to be here for the Stars and Stripes Forever. The Ingham Regional Healthcare Foundation's annual gala and concert will be held at the Lansing Country Club. There's going to be more than 400 people there for dinner. More than 3,000 people are expected for the performance and the afterglow party. It's going to be a very exciting time in which the area local heroes from police, fire, EMS, and military personnel are going to be recognized, and we're going to celebrate their efforts and what they do. And all proceeds are going to go to benefit the Emergency Department of Osteopedic Services. I know that you're excited about coming to Lansing to perform for this.
Yeah, there'll be a military recognition, which each of the armed forces will be recognized. That's before the concert for their sacrifice and service. It is at the Country Club of Lansing in the parking lot, and it's rain or shine. But it should be a wonderful night. I certainly hope so. And as you said, there will be a hero award that honors the first responders, fire, police, and EMS, and who helped the local community, and it's sponsored by the Ingham Regional Medical Center.
And as we mentioned, all proceeds will benefit the Emergency Department of the Orthopedic Services Department at Sparrow Hospital. Very, very highly respected department. And I tell you what, Lee, there's a big, big media push already. There's a lot of interest, and I think you're going to be pleased the way Lansing comes out and not only supports this event, but comes out and supports you and all your great music.
Let me just say this. You know, I have great respect for Michelle Obama and for Laura Bush, because they're going to go September 11th to honor the United plane that went down in Pennsylvania, because those heroes probably saved the White House. And also, September 11th being such an important date for us, we had a choice to go several places in the United States. We elected to come there because of the way the community has come together, and it's going to honor the military. We've done 30 of our USO tours, probably another one next year. And whenever we talk about somehow honoring those people who sacrificed for our freedom, that's exactly why we haven't had another attack in America since 2001, and I pray that we do not. But those people that have sacrificed their lives and been gone so much, their families miss them. Why, this is an honor for them as well.
And Lee, as we let you go, tell the folks what they're going to see when they come out to hear your music.
Well, you're going to have, you know, the kind of show we put on for a family, and also we have quite a few songs from my American Patriot album. If you go to my website, LeeGreenwood.com, you'll not only be able to download our new single, Why Lie, for free, but also you can find our American Patriot album, which you probably won't find in the stores anymore because everything's download now. But you can buy the CD from us on our website, and it will contain much of the music we'll sing at the concert.
Country music superstar Lee Greenwood has been with us, and I hesitate to say country music superstar because the music has crossed over so much, and now he's working on Christian music and more country music and mainstream hits. So we look forward to meeting you, to seeing you here. I know your schedule is hectic. Thank you so much, Lee. I appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, Tony.